will I know? Well, you'll probably take me to El Pescatore, then I'll know. In the house with me right now, as I mentioned before the news, it's the Wolf Pack, as Trevor Wolf refers so sweetly to beloved daughter. I'm not sure if that's Nicole, a good thing or a bad thing, but it's lovely to have both Trevor and Nicole in the house. It's been an interesting season, hey?
Crazy busy, crazy, crazy.
And was it a good one?
Yes, it was like we used to have before COVID. I would say the last 2 weeks of December and the first week of Jan, it was crazy on a different level.
Yeah.
But all the restaurants were busy.
But controlled and happy crazy.
Wanted to talk about that because I had the representatives of both neighborhood watches in the morning show a couple of days ago, and they were saying how the beaches had been marvelously controlled this season.
Very well. Very proud of the teams that were on board and the safety of parents with kids and elderly, and the fact that people could actually walk on the beach, come to our restaurant. Yes, they might have had to walk, you know, on their walk off their calories before they put them on at the restaurant in terms of having difficulty to park, but it was fantastic.
Because there was a time when we were really concerned about safety and security. That was a major
without
issue.
A doubt.
It was going rapidly southwards, and yet, you know, like this too shall pass, we were confident then that solutions would be found, and look, that was a couple of years back, and here we are with a wonderfully happy event past. Now we're faced with the electricity crisis, which everyone is up in arms, and Nicole was saying, you were saying that you were affected and have been and still are.
Yes. Oh, on a personal note, I mean, I have, but the restaurant,
actually, it's good for us in some respects because we have a wood-fired pizza oven, so we can make pizzas all night long. And then my kitchen runs on gas, and thank heavens, down at the beach, I've kept it running. So. Yeah. That's also good. So we found definitely last night and the night before, we had people coming in saying, we have no electricity. We're hungry as hell. Can we have a meal? Of course.
And then, of course, takeaways. For anyone that's looking for a bite to eat and you want to eat in the comfort of your own home, give us a call. We are there for you.
And it's such comfort food, isn't it, really? When things are really, really bad, a piping hot pizza fresh from the pizza oven, the wood-fired pizza. My Lord, it makes the world just smile again.
I mean, we have guests that order these beautiful seafood platters from us regularly. I mean, almost once a week. And they're massive seafood platters for takeaway because they know that the quality is great, even on a takeaway. Yeah.
And I noticed that you've been getting some really good seafood in of late.
Huh? Oh,
wow.
Yes.
I mean, we just got in yesterday a wahoo. Wahoo is probably the best eating fish out of our ocean. That and maybe prodigal son. And two fish that's very hard to get. You very seldom see it. And we've had Dorado, we've had Snook, Cape Salmon, beautiful Dugger Salmon, Swordfish, we carry on.
Yeah. But if you're interested in having a look, we post regularly on our Instagram and Facebook for guests that want to see what is going on, what's fresh, what's happening. I try my best to keep everybody updated. It may not always be posted in an actual post, but definitely storylines. Check it out. We'll always show you what we're getting fresh in.
And the new restaurant is looking absolutely fabulous. Tell us about that.
The metamorphosis of our little worm into a butterfly. Yes, well, that's all Nicole. It's Nicole's out with the old. I'm going to be thrown out soon, Dave. I can see it coming. With the new. So, Nicole, go over what you've done. I mean, all the way from menus to seating to off you go.
I think the biggest change is the aesthetic. You know, last year we did a fantastic breakthrough of our front part of our building. So that's all completely open plan. And it doesn't matter where you're sitting in the restaurant now, it's you always feel, even if you're sitting inside, you feel like you're sitting outside. So whether it's raining, whether it's sunshine, whether it's wind, come to El Pescatore, you always have a sea view seat. And I think that was the biggest aesthetic. We've modernized the colors, we've changed the seating, we've changed the plating, we've changed... I don't have enough fingers on my hands to show you all the
Nicole
things that we've
designed,
done this year.
Nicole, being the interior designer she was trained to be, she redesigned our reception area. It is beautiful. Menus, she did every single menu we have, from wineless, cocktail. She spent months taking photos on the beach of cocktails so that it looks so good. We'll bring it next time to show you. And then the main menu she's redone as well with a very nice history in the beginning. So she's found very old photos of when I was one day, once upon a time, good looking with my wife. And we put that into the menu, just
it's
showing
been
so that
well received, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's showing that there's history and there's depth in the business, you know.
We're not a new business. This has been going for 35 years.
I think it's one of the real factors in the success of Al Pescatore is the longevity of the business. It is, I think, the without question, the oldest nicest sense, restaurant in Bolito in terms of continual excellent service. How many years now?
35 going 36. And you know the beauty, and this is the thing I'm most proud of, is the history behind every customer that walks through their door. So when a certain guy comes in, I remember his kids, I remember his mom and dad. I've basically served four generations of families.
Yeah.
And I remember their likes and dislikes. I know she doesn't eat seafood. He doesn't like spinach. And those are really special. And you get actually very emotional about it, because when you lose a customer, like we lost two people that went to New Zealand this week. Eh?
Yeah.
And I was really upset. I was, gosh, you know.
It's like
I'm so
family.
Sad that they're part of the family now.
Well, you know what? You can stay in touch with them, because so many folk that emigrate or that come here on holiday and go home or whatever, stay close to Bolito via this radio station streaming.
Yes.
I was talking to someone in New Zealand this morning,
Wow.
in fact, saying, really cool to stay in touch with the Dolphin Coast through the ether. It's
sure.
amazing. It's a tangible link. So if you ever want to send a message to your mates, just pop across like you're doing here now and say, come home, all is forgiven.
Well, it's cool because they said straight away, don't worry, we're going to keep watching you guys on Facebook and Instagram, and we're going to keep seeing what's happening. So yeah, and some of the amazing feedback in terms of the longevity. You know, we, Dad and I, religiously every morning sit together and read the reviews, whether they're written on the comment slips that I have in front of me or some of the reviews on
Google.
You know, we've had such incredible. If you guys want to really know the essence, is read the comments, because there's so many keyboard warriors out there quick to say something negative. But when you see how many amazing comments that we have of the restaurant in the last year.
Smashing 5 out of 5s every day.
Yeah.
I'm not bragging about it. It's a good feeling.
It's a good feeling.
We're doing something right and I have no idea what it is.
Well, and we thrive off the affirmation. It's ridiculous. You know, I've got one in front of me that I'd love to read to you. It's short and sweet, but this is taken from a few days ago. 5 out of 5 seafood platter is absolutely rated best. Been going there for years. Constantly great food, great service. I mean, how cool is that?
Well, you see, you couldn't have written it better yourself. Who wrote that? Nicole.
In fact, a gentleman by the name of Andrew, but you're welcome to go check it out yourself.
I know that you would never cheat like that. So what's hot at the moment on the menu? What is exceptional?
You go first.
All right, well, this is, as I said, we managed to get our hands on Wahoo, which is, my wife doesn't eat fish, she'll eat a Wahoo. It's her favorite. It's one of the best fish out of the Indian Ocean.
What does it look like?
It's, I would say it's very similar to a mackerel. In other words, you know, a Natal snook.
Yeah.
And a...
Does it taste similar to that?
It's more...
But it's a pelagic
light,
fish.
It's white. It's white with a bit of pink.
Okay.
And it's light in flavor, which people like. I've realized people don't like, people don't like very fishy fish. So fish that...
it looks a bit like a barracuda.
Yes,
I'm just looking at a photograph now.
So anyway, we got in a big 12-kilo Wahoo, and we're really going Mediterranean now. So we grill it with 3 prawns on top, but then we make this amazing Mediterranean sauce. It's fresh, and we take all the green herbs. So we use parsley, celery, spring onion,
basil, baby tomatoes, and olives.
Ganja? Do we put some ganja in?
No, stop it.
I was wondering, have you ever?
I would love to.
Are you?
I think it would be. Then the guys would eat another portion. It would be wonderful. But no. Anyway, and you take a green herbs and you immerse them in a good olive oil. And you add cocktail tomatoes and olives, and that we've given a little bowl, and you pour that over the fish. So the herbs haven't been cooked, they're fresh, and that it infuses the herb tastes, infuse into the olive oil, and that goes into the fish. So it actually, it's incredible, it's fresh.
It remains moist and fish. Because seafood well done is heavenly. Mm. If it's not well done, it can be kind of difficult to
horrible.
To, yeah, and it's so difficult to do it properly, and that's why if you're getting the 5 out of 5 reviews that you are, clearly El Pescatore is in a league of its own, and that's why, folks, it has stood the test of time. And if you haven't been to the original location, well, you know, the location right on the beach, you can't get closer to the sea if you've tried, but it's been redone, it's fresh, it's fabulous. And I think that, gosh, because you've been through so much of nonsense with the electricity and the start of the new year and the January, you deserve a treat. You deserve to pop along to El Pescatore, where Trevor and Nicole will be delighted to accommodate you, I'm sure, as long as you behave.
Yes.
And while that wahoo lasts, I suggest you get there. Do you take reservations, by the way?
Yes,
absolutely. Much, in fact, we suggest it.
Ah, yeah, to make sure that you can get a seat. So.
Correct.
So the number to phone is?
032-946-3574.
3574 on the original 032-946-3574. That's El Pescatore. My very special guests this morning, Trevor and Nicole, the family business that continues to delight. I look forward to continuing our conversation this year, folks.
Absolutely.
Gotta be real.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And the morning show continues.